Good evening and welcome to Saturday Night Sega. My name's Gavi. I'm pretty much by myself this week because Mina keeps drifting in and out of sleeps because she's had a long day at work. Tonight's show is pre-recorded, but I'd best get that out of the way nice and early before you're wondering why a school teacher's working on Saturdays. Blasphemy, I know. There are reasons for this, which were detailed in last week's podcast. And we'll probably touch on it at some point in this show as well. In fact, I suppose we best get it out of the way nice and early. I'm not actually doing anything today. Well, as I say this, at the time of me recording this show, I'm not doing anything today. It could well be that by the time this show comes out, I am still in a pub, drowning myself in gin. Basically, today is unfortunately the anniversary for my dear old mother, and it's been 5 years, so it's kind of a big one, and it's something that I can't actually comprehend or believe for that matter. I mean, obviously it's something that you can believe because, well, it happened, and that's how long ago it happened. I think it's more, you know, the passage of time, and it's just like, good lord. So yeah, I didn't think it was in my best interests to try and do a show live, because honestly speaking, I don't know what sort of mood I'm going to be in, and I don't know how I'm going to wake up in the morning. So it was best to, we were kind of looking at the best time to get a show recorded, and I thought Friday would work. Fridays always seem to be nice days to do shows, and me being me, I actually forgot. I was in the middle. I've been off all day today, and I've been doing some of my my DO coursework to be a dispensing optician. Very posh. And so I've been working pretty much all out since about 10 o'clock this morning on that. Had a break to go and put some flowers, take some flowers up to mum, and then pick Alexis up from nursery, come home, have some food, and then started again. And I was just about to get myself back into the groove, and Mina turned around and went, "Wait, aren't you meant to record your show today?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forgot. Completely forgot it was Friday." So so there was only today was the only day that I could do it, because, as I say, it ain't getting recorded tomorrow. So yeah, it's obviously, this is going to be a completely different beast to even pre-recorded shows, really, because with some pre-recorded shows, I've usually had Mina to bounce off, or even when she hasn't been, you know, the mood has been decidedly lighter. Alas, not this week. But I apologise for that. The mood's going to be a bit somber, is the way that I described it on Twitter. I don't exactly think we're going to be laughing, joking around, pulling 1930s TV newscaster voices or anything like that. I think that's not really the mood that I want to go for with this week's show. So I think what we're going to try and do is actually talk about some Sega news, sort of offer my opinions on it. But don't be too surprised if this show leans more on music than it did on anything else. Viper has told me on Discord that if the Radio Sega server starts working and I get lonely, I can jump on the test stream and finish recording on there. The Radio Sega has, well, the 24/7 at the time of me recording, has let itself down, shall we say. So let's have a look. There was a request that Viper made that I couldn't play last week. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Where are we at? Ah, there we go. Right, cool. I can get that in then. That's fine. So quiet. Everything's so quiet. It's quite a... Is that the right... That's quite a short song. Right then. Cool. So we started the show with Battle from Judgment. I was kind of disappointed in that, actually. I was expecting it to be this really big, sort of epic clash song, and it really wasn't. It was kind of a bit understated, actually. And I needed some Sandopolis in my life, so we played Booze House from Team Sonic Racing. So there we go. Mr. KC has sent me a message on Discord for the first time since 2017, when he sent me a Steam code for Football Manager 2018. Hey! Oh dear, do apologise for the yawns. As I say, very busy day, doing lots and lots of work. Sat in front of an iPad, actually, so the laptop's a little bit of an upgrade on the size of things. So yeah, there we go. Let's use Sega's Twitter account, because I don't think Sega Europe's is really going to help me here. Woo! Where are we at? When was the last show? What was the date? So that I know how far back we are going. The 31st. Yeah, that's close enough, because I know we didn't talk about that. Boom! Awesome. Right. Let's ask Casey a little question there. So I'm going to play some music. We're going to start off with, as I say, the request that Green Viper made last week that I couldn't play because I didn't have the soundtrack, and now I do. In the middle of this music break, I've added in an artist who is very clearly not Sega. He does a lot of music mashups, and it popped up on my... Well, basically, I was doing a music update for my workplace, and I was looking at music that I could put on, and I was very, very, very close to putting this song on the playlist. I didn't, but I was stupidly close to putting it on, and I've not been able to get it out of my head since. And I think we need music that's going to make us giggle a little bit this evening, so I'm going to put that on. I'll figure one out after that. So yeah, and then when we come back, we'll go through Sega's tweets from the last 7 days, see if there's anything interesting that we can talk about. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Streets of Rage 2 there, and Jungle Bass. I thought I'd play something a little bit different, because every time I play Streets of Rage music, it always tends to be the same same couple of tracks. Before that, I'm gonna butcher his surname. Neil Cicierega? I don't know. And Floorcorn, mixing Floor, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor from Drowning Pool, and Popcorn by whoever performed Popcorn. I just know the name, I'll be honest with you. I'm not really sure of anything else past that. I do apologise. My music knowledge has failed me. This past week, we went to a pub quiz celebrating or based entirely on Big Bang Theory, which I have no idea why I went, because I've never watched Big Bang Theory and not really a big fan of it. And yet we somehow managed to come second, which was amazing. This Monday's pub quiz is Harry Potter, and I know decidedly less than, I know a little bit more Harry Potter than I do Big Bang Theory. It's got Mina into a proper Harry Potter mood though, because she's gone and bought the Hogwarts Express Lego set. It's got like 800 Lego pieces, and when she's built it, I haven't got a bloody clue where it's going to live. But I can find solace in the fact that that is not my problem to have in the slightest. So, hooray! Although I reckon at some point she's going to start taking some of my space in order to account for hers. And we will have words if that ever happens. Right, let's go through some Sega tweets. So, last week they announced that there was a brand new game coming out, a brand new Hatsune Miku game coming out actually, called Hatsune Miku Project Diva Mega Mix. Now I'm fairly sure in Europe that's got a different name. Should we maybe use the European Twitter account? Should we have a look at the European one? Although they're also tweeting a lot of rubbish. Where we at? I don't even think they've mentioned it. Oh no, that is indeed what it's called. Hatsune Miku Project Diva Mega Mix is headed exclusively to the Nintendo Switch in 2020. Hooray! That's another game that I'll never play. There's a Sega Shop Europe is currently having a sale. In fact, well, I say currently, by the time you're listening to this show, that sale will have finished, because it ends at midnight, which makes me wonder if I need to actually drop some pennies on the Mega Drive hoodie, because every time I see it, I want it. And it's 15. It's such a lovely hoodie. I don't need another one. I'm currently wearing a Spider-Man hoodie, and it's amazing. I love my Spider-Man hoodie. Wow, your sizing website really goes weird. Select a value. Extra small, small, large, medium. What? Extra large, 3XL, 2XL, 4XL. Why? Why is that all backwards? I don't know. I love the fact that it's got one black sleeve and one white sleeve. Such a gorgeous thing. They do a Dreamcast hoodie as well, but to be honest with you, I much prefer the Mega Drive one. I can never have too many hoodies. Let's see, is there any other joys that you can partake in? Not really. Yeah, they're all quite expensive, actually. You can get a logo keyring. I might get a Sonic the Hedgehog logo keyring. No. Nope. Very much a fan. I've always been a fan of that Mega Drive hoodie. I wouldn't say I'd pay £40 for it, which is how much it normally costs. Also, they've got a Payday sale on, and they're doing official Mega Drive cufflinks, and they are not on sale, which is really weird. Get up to 50% off, and they're being sold for $12.99 with no discount. Which is also really, really awkward. Official Sonic Hedgehog candle holder, though, for a tenner other than outside of 30 quid. You definitely need to be looking into one of those, because they smell like watermelon and they're lovely. They are really nice. I'd recommend one of those. Let's see. They posted a video that Sega America posted about the Sega Genesis, the Sega Mega Drive Mini, which obviously comes out in this country on October the 4th. I was going to be doing a Saturday night special based on the music of the games that are in the Mega Drive Mini. I was going to do that in September. Obviously, no point doing that in September now, because the Mega Drive Mini is not out in September. So you'll be getting that on October the 4th. There you go. Catherine Full Body came out this week on PS4. I'd love to play it. Really would love to play it. Maybe when I've got a bit of money together, or if local CEX comes in, then I can do a bit of a trade purge for it. But yeah, very, very interested in playing Catherine again. I think I mentioned this last week. There's not really a lot going on. The weird thing is the Sega Japan Twitter account posted an image of their logo, so the Sega logo, with like anime speed lines around it. And when you translate when you use Twitter's translate to translate the tweet into English, it comes out as Sega. Sega word 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 word. The emphasis on the extra one, because there's loads of exclamation marks afterwards. And then after that, they posted a Dreamcast swirl and an image of the Mega Drive Mini with a Mini 32X and a Mini Mega CD and a Mini Sonic & Knuckles cartridge with Sonic plugged into it. And it's all a bit... I don't really know why. The Sega have just gone a bit mental. What else? They retweeted the Payday sale again, which is finished by the time you're listening now. Sega Europe, they've also said that Two Point Hospital is totally free to play on Steam between August the 29th and September the 2nd. Oh, that's finished. Right, okay, we'll ignore that then. Some more tweets about Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz. I'm blitzing through this pretty quickly now because my phone is on 5% battery, so if I don't do it now, then we've got nothing to do for the rest of the show. Puyo Puyo Champions has had a free update, which is adding in Lessons Mode and Challenge Mode. Hooray! Oh, there's been an update on the Sonic the Hedgehog and our art book. It used to be a 25th anniversary art book. Now it is not. Now it is just called the Sonic the Hedgehog art book, and it's had a bonus 32 pages added, based on artwork from Sonic Mania, Sonic Forces, and Team Sonic Racing, or as Cook and Becker rather hilariously called it in their press release, Sonic Team Racing. Sonic Team Racing, of course, being that racing game that everyone wants, really. This month's Retro Gamer came out on this past Thursday, cover image being on the Mega Drive Mini. Rather sexy photo, I have to admit. Retro Gamer issue 198, so that's a thing. What else? Amplitude tweeted that you can play Endless Space 2 and Endless Legend for free and enjoy up to 90% discount on all their games all weekend. And that was tweeted on the 5th of September, so that's actually accurate. There was also a debate going on as to which Dreamcast logo is the best one. That was from Dreamcast Junkyard. Sega Europe saying it's obviously the blue one. I'm a bit more partial for the American one, actually. Do apologise. There was a discount on Two Point Hospital, but that's finished. Tokyo Game Show, they've revealed some Sonic merch. Absolutely gorgeous. There's a Sonic the Hedgehog history calendar for 2020. I'd love one of those. I can't read any of the Japanese on it, but I just love a Sonic the Hedgehog calendar. Like, little desktop calendar. Looks lovely. They're also doing a super sexy Supersonic t-shirt where I think the art print actually looks like it's made out of shiny gold material. Love it lots. It looks amazing. The Creative Assembly have been shortlisted in the GamesIndustry.biz UK Best Places to Work Award. They've been awarded the Best Large Studio Award 2 years running. So there you go. Something a little bit different for them. And this weekend, if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber, you can play Puyo Puyo Champions for free. Although, of course, by the time you're listening to this, this means you've only got 24 hours left to play. And that looks like it's about it, ladies and gents. Oh yeah, and at Tokyo Game Show, they're also you can buy officially licensed Mega Drive Mini cookies and Sega logo cookies. I don't know what they taste of, but And finally, Insert Coin have brought out a t-shirt, a hoodie, and a reversible jacket based on Persona 5. And again, they look really nice. I don't need any more hoodies in my life. If I did get another hoodie, it would be for the Mega Drive one. And I've only got 55 minutes to make a decision on that. So, not really sure. Right. There was a request that Nicholas... there we go. That's one... Nicholas Hamann made. We'll get that in before my phone dies. He did a Last Call DJ set that you had. If you listened to the beginning of it, you had the really good fortune of listening to it twice because Rexy accidentally pressed restart and started the whole thing from the beginning. She says she did it by accident. I think what actually happened was she enjoyed the start of the show so much that she just couldn't wait to listen to it again, so just pressed restart, and everyone else also had to enjoy the same selection of music all over again. So, fun times. So yes, Mr. Nicholas Hamann has made a request, which I'm going to put in, and I'm going to do the same as the last music break, and I'm going to attempt to find some music whilst music is playing. And I've kind of exhausted all topics of conversation, and we've still got an hour and 25 minutes to go. Fantastic! Well, in any case, see you in a bit. a little preview of what Glitch used to do there by playing music from games you don't normally hear a lot of. But not only that, playing music that you tend to not actually hear an awful lot of. That was Soda Pop from Knuckles Chaotix. Before that, Sarah from Virtua Fighter Kids, which I think tends to be pretty much the same music as from... Is it Virtua Fighter 2? Or the first one? I don't know. No, it's not the first one. That's definitely from the second one. But it tended to be a little bit higher pitched and a little bit different. And then before that, Flash Flood, requested by Nicholas Hamann from Border Break Airburst. Requested because, if I do get a chance to read this before my phone does a death, Border Break Music Collection Type 2 comes out in a few days. So I wanted to request a song that will be appearing on that album. And then also apologise for missing last week's broadcast. We see, that's the lovely, wonderful, magical thing about podcasts, is you can catch any episode whenever you like. And that segues quite delightfully into my next topic of conversation. You may recall, and I'm going to go back onto the topic that I said I wasn't going to talk about, but there's a sort of an overarch here, so you'll have to bear with. You may recall last week that I said I believed, when it came to wanting to find a recording of Mum's voice, that I believed it was from Segafon 1, because that's the only one that we did the full 24-hour recording of, lo and behold. So I got myself into a particularly down point Monday evening. At least I think it was Monday evening. It may even have been Sunday evening into Monday. I can't remember. Anyway, completely and utterly besides the point. The point is, I actually went onto Radio Sega, went into my little media archives, and I started streaming a fair few of the Segafon episodes, attempting to find it. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I mean, bloody hell, I'm not that mental. But I did sort of listen to a fair few of the episodes. And if you do actually want to hear my slow descent into madness, you can indeed listen to the entire Segafon 1. The first 2 hours is a Saturday Night Sega episode, and then the remaining 22 hours are all in one-off specials. So, no doubt at this point, if anyone's manning the Radio Sega Twitters, they'll be able to link them. But alas, unfortunately for me, I didn't find the recording, and it, as I say, it kind of put me in a bit of a downer, because then I kind of realised that it was potentially from Segafon 2. And Segafon 2, we only recorded the first 2 hours. The rest of it was an online-only stream. So there is, unfortunately, no record of that having existed. But it got me thinking. And I did mention last week about the fact of starting to float the idea of a fourth one. And over the last week or so, well, over the last week, I say week or so, that's completely inaccurate. Over the last week, that has still been a thing that's sort of been floating around in my mind. So I've got an idea about what I want to do. Now, as you know, when it comes to, and again, this is just me spitballing here, this is not official confirmation. This is just how I feel like I'd want to do it. And I kind of feel like what I would do is talk to all interested parties first, before then turning around and saying, this is what we're going to do, right? So, with Segafon 1, this was a Gav's going to do something mental. Gav's been inspired by the guys over at Sega Sonic Radio when they're doing Project 24. And Gav wants to do a Project 24 for Radio Sega, but Gav wants to do it all by himself, and he's completely mental. And everyone told me I was completely mental, but god damn it, I did it. The second time was, I had so much fun doing the first time, and ironically enough, I did actually find the point on SegaFun, and I can't tell you what hour it was now, but I remember, I found the point where it's like, I'm not going to do this again. Idiot. Total idiot. I don't know what possessed me to say that. But, I found the point where then it was like, right. Second time was personal. I wanted to do it for personal reasons because of Mum's sort of battle with breast cancer. I wanted to do some fundraising for Cancer Research UK, and I was amazed and just completely, utterly mind blown at how much money we managed to raise for that. And then the third time was personal, because obviously by the time SegaFon 3 came around, unfortunately, she had passed away. So I wanted to then do some money. You know, I wanted to do some fundraising for the charity that had looked after her. Although brief though it was, I wanted to kind of use what I could do and what I was capable of doing. I wanted to do that as a way of saying thank you. And I said not long after that, and I may even have said it on SegaFon 3 at some point, I can't remember, but I always said that the fourth one, if there was ever a fourth one, it was going to be different. Oh, sorry. I'm yawning there. If you heard that noise before I finished yawning, it probably made it sound like it was something really major. I was about to break down in tears or something. But I assure you, that is not going to happen yet. However, we do still have just over an hour to go. There is still time. Although I hope not. So I always said that SegaFon 4, if we were going to do a fourth one, would be called The Next Generation. Now, my original idea for calling it The Next Generation was that there was no way I was going to do it all by myself. What was going to happen was that I was going to get some people in to help me. And we were going to sort of share it out. So essentially speaking, it was going to end up becoming Project 24 Radio Sega version, only with fundraising involved. Now, what I've decided to do instead the thought process in my head at present is that I'm kind of following a pattern. So, it's, the first one was to see if I could do it. The second one was for me. The third one was for somebody else. The fourth one, and given that it's for the next generation, would be for everyone. So the idea that I had in my head was to contact Sega of Europe and Sega America jointly. Not a who would like to do it. It was a joint effort. So contact them both and basically say, look, this is what I'm going to do. I want to do one more lap, one more absolutely, positively, this time it's final, SegaFon. And that's it. You know, the last one. And what I'd like to do is, I want to know if there's a charity that you'd like to do it for. So one in America, one in England, and what happens is the money gets split equally between the two charities. One in Europe. You know, I know Sega of Europe based in England, so it's likely to be an English charity. But you get the meaning. Is one in America, one in Europe. The fundraising goes towards both charities. So what we probably do is, the way that we do this is, rather than trying to figure out how to do it, is we probably set up two Just Giving pages for it and run them concurrently. So rather than me having to split the money in half, we could have like a SegaFon for US and a SegaFon for EU. And it'd be like Sonic CD. Actually, maybe we should call it that. Maybe we should call it SegaFon CD, The Next Generation. and you choose which region you prefer. but you can obviously you could then donate money to the chosen charity or to both if you wanted. And all I would really require from Sega is just for them to promote it. That's it. You know, I don't want to do any big raffles. I don't want to do any big giveaways. I don't want to do any, if we raise £6,000, I'm going to charter a plane to the moon or anything like that. You know, not like we did last time, because that's all a bit hit and miss. And it's all based on time. And time is something I have very little of over these next couple of years. So, you know, I don't want to say I'm definitely going to do this, because I definitely won't do it. So it's just want to be nice and simple, dead straightforward fundraiser. Probably do something similar to what we did last time. Maybe figure out how we get co-hosts working and get some co-hosts on. And so it's not just me talking madly for a day. But here's the provisos. The provisos would be, it would only work if Sega were up for it, because I don't want to choose the charities myself. I want to have some input. So if either Sega Europe or Sega America went, no, sorry, you don't want to get involved in that, then fine, that's where it ends. And also, it would be done next summer. So it's not anything that would be happening sort of any time this year. It would happen next summer, because I would have no commitments in my university course, because I'd be on summer break. And also, it would mean that Mina's off. So anything that we'd need to do with regards to Alexis or anything like that, because of course she'd be a part of it as well, because you know I wouldn't keep her out of a room for a day. I'd be doing this around her, so you'd probably hear a 3-year-old babbling around in the background for a large portion of it, because she will be 3 by then. In fact, bloody hell, she'd be 3.5. So you know, it's basically then I'm not neglecting my duties sort of as a parent, because you know we'd be together, we'd be able to sort of tag team it and everything. But it's still very much a work in progress. So as I say, you know, I've thought about this a lot over the last 7 days, and I think I have it in place. I know what I want to, I know how I want it to work. But as I say, it's very much a, I want to just make sure in my head, it's what I want to do. And if I definitely want to go ahead with it, if I decide to pull the trigger on it and go for it, then I will obviously start contacting the relevant people, and we'll see if it actually happens. Yeah, at the moment, as I say, I wouldn't take any of that as gospel. It is entirely possible that nothing will happen. There's a song on here that I've just found from Seventh Dragon 2020 called 2020 Tokyo, and that's really made me laugh, because that's where the 2020 Olympics are being held, and that's just completely blown my mind for some reason. That's been a lot longer talk bed than I was expecting. I thought that'd be quite a short one, but apparently not. Right, let's see. I think we should play some music, and for some reason, I've just got this real big urge to play some Sonic 3 music. Let's see, what can I play? What do I fancy? What do I fancy? They're all showing me Sonic 3D. That's no good. Oh, hello. Shall we have Dubstep of Ice Capsule? Go on then. Let's play that. It's been a while since I've played that. And then, as I say, KC made a couple of requests, actually. Of course he did. Oh, God. I completely forgot about those. We'd have gone completely in, completely through the show, and I'd have actually forgotten he requested them, which makes me feel really bad because I even downloaded them. Is that, has that found it? No, it has not. That might find it. Hooray! Ah! It's the guy for whom I played a track from last week. Oh, I'm looking forward to that then. I have actually opened Dwelling of Jewels so that I can have a look at the Sega music that they've maybe put in over the, well, since the last time I looked at theirs. So that might be good fun to have a look at. And let's play some... Oh, hoo boy. Oh, I don't know. I think on every music break, I'm just going to figure the other song out whilst there's some music on. So let's do that. You've heard enough of my voice right now. It's 11 o'clock on the 7th of September. And, yeah. If my timing in my head is right, it has now officially been 5 years. I realise that this is totally probably not the right song to be following up that with, so sorry. On a brighter note, here's some dubstep! started the music break with some dubstep, ended it with some as well. Zed Mix with Ice Cap Zone Act 1. Before that, or after that rather, not before that, Ivan Hackstock, Where No Bird Has Gone Before. That was from Ikaruga. I quite enjoyed that. I enjoyed the little Star Trek thing at the start, at the beginning as well. That's quite a nice little nod to the, well, the title's also a nod to Star Trek as well, I presume. Well, not presume, I'm not that stupid. Anyways. And then before that, oh god, before that, I'm so used to going through music breaks backwards. I'm going doing this one forwards and it's thrown me off. After that, from the Sonic CD Temporal Duality Overclocked Remix album. It was a track I was about to download last week and then realised I've already had it and I just never properly listened to it. Schizophrenic from the Japanese Collision Chaos soundtrack. Right then, ladies and gents, what are we going to talk about for the next 45 minutes? Because that's pretty much it. I did, following our chats last week about Yakuza, I have picked up Yakuza 6 on PS4. I'm nowhere near being able to play it because, you know, there's a whole hell of a lot more games that I need to finish before I get to it. But we'll get there. Mina and I, I don't know, however you want to pronounce that, finished Lego Ninja Go Movie on Sunday. So that's now 22 games I've finished this year, which is a far cry from the number that I finished finished last year. In fact, how many did I finish last year? Where even? Challenge 2018. I didn't write it down. Definitely 52. That's nowhere near 52. It's really out of date. Definitely did the 52 though. How bizarre. Yeah. So 22 games. Not really finished that many. I mean, I'm surprised that it's that many, to be honest with you. But then, you know, especially as there's been a few quite a while, or large periods where I've been playing games but not actually finishing them, and it's been really fun just playing games casually. Although I'm very much looking forward to the Mega Drive Mini coming out. I need to get back into playing my micro consoles. And maybe the Mega Drive is going to be the way to do it. Although, that said, I should probably actually start playing Tetris again on Switch. Because they put new features and bonus bits in. And I really need to be playing my Switch more because it's a lovely console. And I love it to bits. I just don't play it. I don't tend to play it an awful lot on the big TV because on my big TV I'd much rather play like the Xbox or the PS4. The same goes for my Steam machine really. Maybe I should have days of the week. What do you reckon? I should have days of the week where it's like Monday is Xbox. Well, Monday's pub quiz day. Tuesday is Xbox day. Wednesday is PS4 day. Thursday is Switch day and Friday is Steam Machine day. Actually, you know what? That's not a bad idea. And then weekends are free-for-alls. Well, weekends is co-op time. So weekends are whatever game Mina and I want to be playing at the time. So currently, we tend to go through the Lego games. So I buy all of the Lego games, but I don't actually play them solo. We play them together. And we're pretty decent. Mina's fairly good at wandering off and doing her own thing and catching up eventually. I tend to just crack on with the game, really, you know, try and get it. We try and get the storyline finished as soon as possible so it can be classified as completed, and then we go ahead and crack on for like 100% completion. The only one in which we didn't was Lego Star Wars Complete Saga, because that game is long as, it takes forever. And actually, if I thought that one was going to take forever, when Lego Star Wars Ultimate Saga comes out next year, that's going to take even longer, because it's nine films, not just six, nine. So, yes, not something I'm looking forward to doing, but we'll get there. But I don't really know what else we do. Guacamele 2 is another one that we're wanting to get into, because we quite enjoyed the first one. In fact, the first, if you never played them, they're like Metroidvania games, but with a Mexican wrestler theme and lots of puns and loads of chickens as well, actually. They have a rather big infatuation with chickens. But first game's a riot. I've not even touched the second one yet. It's on Xbox Game Pass, so, you know, if you've got Game Pass and you're not interested in Gears 5, which is currently available to play now, if on Game Pass. In fact, rather hilariously, being able to play Gears 5 5 days early was one of the reasons why I wanted to upgrade from Xbox Game Pass into Game Pass Ultimate. And I don't have enough room currently on my Xbox to actually play it. So that's a lol. But, you know, it's proven its worth in many other areas to the point where I can't really say I care too much. And at least I know that when I do have the hard drive space, I do have Gears 5 looking out for me. I also like the fact that they feel confident enough to just call it Gears 5 now. One of the first franchises I can think of where they've changed the name mid-sequel, and no one's really noticed. I can't think of anything else. You know, you've had Gears of War 1, 2, 3, 4, and then all of a sudden Gears 5. They should have really done it with the fourth one, because I think by that point everyone knew what Gears was. Everyone called it Gears. So, who knows? Right. As I say, I really don't have a lot to go on music chat wise, unfortunately. So this is going to be the point where we start playing more and more music. There's a request, another second request from KC, that Where No Bird Has Gone Before from Ivan Hackstock. That was a request, that was the first one, first request from KC. The next track that's about to play is a second one, and I'm just going to wing the other two tracks while I'm at it. I'm going to have a nice little sit and think about what I want to listen to. Do you know actually what I want to play? Tell you what, I've just had an idea. It's one I've not played in a few weeks, and I think it's time we put it on again, because as I say, I'm definitely in full on I need music to make me happy mood, and this song just makes me want to rock out. So I'll play that, and we'll figure one out to finish the break in a bit. So, in a bit. So, for a laugh, I typed in the word fast on Radio DJ, and I decided to play a song that looked rather interesting. So we went back to the Judgment soundtrack, figuring that, you know, if the battle theme didn't sound upbeat, maybe a song called Faster Than Lightning would. And the answer to that is, again, probably not. I mean, I think whilst I'm after the Yakuza games, I probably will need to pick Judgment up at some point as well, and I'm no doubt people will tell me on Twitter if I'm right or wrong on that regard. I wasn't kind of expecting it to be a lot slower, a lot more sedate, I suppose, is my feeling on that. But, you know, I've not listened to enough of the soundtrack to really make a full-on decision. Before Judgment, we had Boss Theme version 2 from Sonic Rivals 1 and 2. And then before that, from Mark Autumn, we had Tube of Medusa from Echo, The Tides of Time. And that's a remix from the Timeless Ocean album, which I believe was showcased on Mixer Drive this past week. We had started chatting in Discord, oh, a good hour or so ago, talking about the Sega Europe edible Mega Drive controllers, to which Europe did, which are obviously in sale at Tokyo Game Show, so don't go trying to hunt them out. And if you do find any on like eBay or anything like that, I probably wouldn't order them and eat them, because who knows what they're going to taste like. Also, you've got no guarantees as to what's actually in them. I'd responded to the message by saying, I wonder what flavour they are. I was trying to think of a pun, but I'm a bit dry. Now, I don't think anyone really got the pun in that in itself, but, you know, think about it again. Bit dry. You know, like flavourless cookies. And then Acecroft responded with gingerbread drive. But yeah, that's... if this was a live show, this would be the point in which I'd go, yeah, you know, tweet me your puns for the Mega Drive controllers, what flavour they would be. Streets of Sage. There you go. You can have that one. Sage cookies. Sage and onion. So let's... Before we put some more music on, we'll just reiterate what's going on over the next couple of weeks. So, next couple of weeks should be live shows, he says. Well, definitely the 14th will be. And I imagine the 21st as well. I don't think there's anything going on over the next those 2 weeks. 28th, Mina's brother's coming up to see us, so that'd be nice. Oh, she's awake. She started nodding. Half an hour before the end of the show, Mina has shown very vague signs of life. I'm not actually sure what time he's leaving. In fact, I'm not even sure what time he's turning up. So, I don't know if it's just a day job or what. But, in any case, that could potentially be a pre-recorded show, depending on that. Keep your eyes on the interwebs. And I'm sure I'll tweet with plenty of notice and not 10 minutes before I'm due to record like I did with this week's show. But like I say, this week is a special case because I had completely forgotten that I was recording a show. And I'd also completely forgotten as to what day it was. So there we go. Then after the 28th, the next show is October the 5th, which is the day after the Mega Drive Mini comes out in Europe. So what I'm going to do is, I've realised that quite lovingly, you can set up a playlist. So I'm going to create my own sort of special playlist, which is going to be purely tracks from the Mega Drive Mini, from the games that are on Mega Drive Mini, so that way we can easily find what we want to listen to. So... in the weeks leading up, we'll obviously go through in a bit more detail about the games that are on there. Well, I say, you know, the games that are on it. The stuff like Tetris, don't think we're going to be able to play, because I don't think we've got Sega Tetris. In fact, having a quick look at it, it looks like we don't. So, that ends that one. Although there is a... back to 1988... Tetris Collection. Sync Mix. Ooh, Tetris New Century. What it looks like it says on there. So we don't have Sega Tetris, so clearly can't play anything from that. Although I'm sure somebody will rip it from the Mini at some point. I'm really curious to see how long it takes for someone to hack one, being able to put your own Mega Drives on it, Mega Drive games on it, because if they're able to do that, I have a rather large selection of ROMs that I'd love to put on like a USB stick and then plug into the Mini. Although to be fair, they're all on the Switch Steam Machine anyway, so I'm not quite sure why I'd do that, outside of playing them on an actual Mega Drive pad, I guess. I don't really know why I'd do it. But, you know, I quite enjoy seeing people hack them. I don't think anyone's managed to properly hack a PlayStation Classic yet, have they? That'd be fun. That would be good fun if they were able to do that and make some of the games run faster, because then I'd probably use that a bit more, because There's a lot of games on there that I really love. Ballerina Toshinden's one that I adore for rather strange reasons, because it's not that great a game, but it is just rather slow. It's a very, very slow port, that one. So it's not my fave. Not my favourite port. Then again, it's not the Saturn version, so there you go. Right. I think... Oh, actually, I wonder if I can find it. For some reason, I started to get Alien Storm music stuck in my head. And I can hum it, but when it comes to actually knowing what it's called, I can't help you. Well, that's 2.5 minutes long, so we'll go with that one. It's probably not the one I want. But if it is, that'd be amazing. Let's play an Anti-Sign remix. Chemical Blip's pretty good, but I'm fairly sure In the Robot Factory is Metropolis, so it would be a nice change of pace. And then we will have... Oh, what shall we do? I was reading something the other day, actually, on Eurogamer, because Eurogamer is 20 years old now. They were talking about 20 of the best games that weren't Game of the Years, and they did actually mention Billy Hatcher. So, because that's just popped into my head, let's play some Billy Hatcher. I'm going to play... should we play Chant This Charm? Let's play Chant This Charm, because that's quite a cute little thing. I know it's an ending theme, but that's quite a cute little track. And then we should be getting to the point where I can say my goodbyes and see you next week and everything. And then leave it there. And then whilst this show's uploading, I can start downloading some Dwelling of Jewels remixes, and we might actually have something brand new on the remix front to play for you next year. Next year? What? Next week. All right. That's what you get for rambling. I've been on the drink this evening, but I've only had the one. I probably should have poured another one out, really. But a little bit late now. So, right. Here's hoping that this song that I'm about to play is the one that's been stuck in my head. Because if it is, fantastic. I'll get it out of my head. Because have you ever found with earworms that the only way to get them out of your head is to actually listen to the song? But actually, in some cases, it makes it worse. Oh, dear. Again, do apologise. In this instance, kind of hoping it makes it better. But if not, then I'll just keep humming it in my head. No loss for me either way. We'll be right back. So, yeah, I'm just going to talk over the end of this song because the next one I've put on is a bit of a long one. I thought it was kind of fitting to end the show with this next song. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Sorry, it's not been a great one, but I'm hopeful in the circumstances you can understand. Normal service resumes next Saturday, 10 o'clock UK time. Hope to see you all there. My name's been Gabby. This has been Saturday Night Sega. And, yeah. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And good night. See you next week. Goodbye.